Good morning. This shir will be aired on the 23rd day of the Omer, and we are looking at Klal Beis. We're going to skip to Simen Dalet. What causes the Ruach HaTumah? Sapkal on Imachos Hashino. We're not sure it's because of the sleep. And therefore, it would mean the person sleeps by day, would have to wash his hands. Maybe it's only the nighttime. In general, that's when the kaiches of tuma have greater power. Even if a person's awake the whole night, he did not sleep. Person has to wash. Shema dafka shneim garmim. Maybe it's only if both together, sleeping and nighttime. Then a yashim b'layla dafka. V'chem yisafik bein shneir kol layla or yashim b'yom yito gimel pamin b'lay bracha. So both of those scenarios, the person does have to wash, but obviously not making a bracha. Okay. Simon hey. Oy kibulah good morning. We also have Chazal tell us, this is Masar that they have, there are other actions the person does which potentially cause tumah, etc. Therefore, they must be washed with water and not just cleansing your hands by rubbing it on something which would cleanse them. But it has to be dafka done through the process of washing with water. This is, if you have water available, you must use water. The person who went to the bathroom and leaves the bathroom, or base America, so he has to wash his hands if water is available. Well, that's what's important. A person who cuts his fingernails, person takes off his shoes by touching them, as opposed to by slipping them off. With person uses his foot to slip off the shoe, so he does not require an atil in that situation. When a person took off the shoe with his hands, he has to wash his hands. When a gabarag, a person touches his feet, a person rubs his head, the top of his head. Such a place of zuma and zeya, a person has to wash his hands. A person goes to a cemetery, mishanag a mace, a person touches a mace. Or alternatively, even a person does not touch, person's in the same oil as a mace, or person's malava the mace, even he's not in the same oil. So Pervathil think, I don't have to wash because I'm a Kayan and I stood outside, and when they brought the Oren outside, I walked Dalet Amos with the Nifter. In that situation, person would be malava, he's Kayiv to wash. There is a Kavakayim, says it's only because within Dalet Amos of the mace. So a person's very far away and he's walking along behind it, he's 50 feet behind where the mace is, so he doesn't have to wash. A person would be removing nits. He has washed his hands afterwards. When a gabekin, a person touches a louse. When Mashab Shitas, a person has relations with his wife. And Makazam, a person who does bloodletting. When Magalech, a person gets a haircut. The Poskim assume that donating blood has the same halacha as Makas Dam. A person who does a Kazas Dam, which person is bloodletting, person is removing blood from his body, person has to wash his hands afterwards. Taking it a step righter, so you theoretically end up with an interesting question about not just a person's done bloodletting, a person is getting an intravenous shot and they pull out some blood. There are some Poskim which are machmer in that situation, but in general, I think the assumption is that that's not what we're talking about. The Megaleach, obviously, most people do not give themselves their own haircuts. So there's the one who's shorn and the one who's doing the shearing. So both of them have to wash their hands. These Natilas, with the exception of some, do not require three times. Most of them do not require three times. As long as the person washes their hands, one person goes to Bisakisa, comes out, Mikra Din, he only has to wash one time in each hand. Because then it's not clear that he needs a kli even. Some people are machmer, but if you look through the halacha, really mikra, then the person comes out of the bathroom, he has to wash each hand well. And that's it. It doesn't have to be three times. It doesn't have to be with a kli.